Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Fix Yourself Handbook's weekly podcast. I'm Foster Giro, the author of the Fix Yourself Handbook. Prepare yourself for the most exciting journey of your life. The process way of life creates one of the most exciting and wonderful life journeys, and yours is about to begin. Everyone, and welcome back. In this, our 23rd episode of the Fix Yourself podcast, I want to take a look at passion. This is important because if you can understand the type of passion I'm talking about, it's really going to enhance the quality of your life. I'm going to be talking about something I call passion from the inside. That means the passion starts from inside you rather than having something on the outside, something external, excite you and then bring you to a passionate state. Now, this is important because if you can do this, then passion is in your life all the time. It starts from the inside and then wraps itself around your entire world, as opposed to something coming from the outside. In those times in our lives when we think that something from the outside is coming in and making us passionate, what we're really talking about then is excitement. The key difference between passion and excitement is that excitement needs something to make it happen. Passion, if in fact it lives on the inside of you, never has to have anything to make it happen. It exists all the time in every second of your life, and that's what makes it so special. I have a chapter in the Fix Yourself Handbook that I call Passion from the Inside Out. And the quote I have under that says that passion is an engaged state that permeates your entire being. It never turns off, and it is felt even in the most subdued of times. So what I'm talking about is a passionate state that always lives inside you. It's always there, even when you're calm and relaxed. It's alive inside you, and it makes everything in your life that much better. Passion, as I'm defining it in the book, is a constant internal state that never turns off, permeates every level of your existence, and applies itself to everything you think, feel, and do. So it doesn't need anything to make it happen. It's always there. When you learn this level of passion, it guides everything you do in your life. Everything you do in your life is guided by a new level of enthusiasm. Even the most simple events in our lives become wonderful events. And this happens because we're already primed for that. Internally generated passion is alive all the time. So when those simple events occur, we're already enthusiastic about them. So we wrap that passion we have inside us around that external event, and it takes on an entirely new meaning. Remember, we're talking about life as a journey. That means we want every second of our life to be as good as it possibly can be. So common sense would tell us if we are passionate all the time, or at least most of the time, then our life journey is going to reflect that. So let's compare internal versus external passion. And again, what we're really comparing here is passion versus external excitement. So internal passion starts from the inside, while external passion always starts from outside of us. For someone using internal passion, the external events are not necessary. For someone using external passion, those external events are always necessary to trigger an internal response. People using internal passion are passionate about everything, while external passion is situational. That is, we need other people or events to trigger it. Internal passion never ever turns off. It's always running. External passion, on the other hand, is intermittent, since external events have a beginning and an end. So sometime soon after the end of the event, we'll see a sharp reduction in that external passion. Internal passion is all about the journey, and that's what we want. Remember, the goal to being happy is to try to be happy as much of the time as we can. So internal passion that never shuts off is very consistent with the life journey as we're defining it. External passion is always attached to destinations, to quick fixes, and to events like destinations that somewhere along the line have to end. So that means to experience external passion, we have to consistently find or recreate some type of a stimulating event. Since those events are outside us, we're not controlling their onset nor their duration. As a result, their shelf life is short, and then that internal passion we'd like to have is something we don't feel. Lastly, internal passion can attach itself to small events. Remember, since it's always running, we're always infusing our lives with that passion. So something small becomes redefined by that internal passion. Now, external passion, since it needs to be strong enough to elicit a response, is always going to be more intense, and it will have to continue to be more intense. If you're following along, this really creates an up and down pattern in our lives that's never balanced and doesn't allow for that smooth life flow that's so important. In the book, I liken external passion to what I call fire in the belly. It hits hard, it brings on excitement, has all the bells and whistles, and then it's gone. You see, even though we like that excitement and that acceleration, the mind, the spirit, the emotions, the body, we're not equipped to deal with that for a sustained period of time. Remember, we talked about the concept of homeostasis. That's the body doing its very best to bring us back to internal balance. So think about that for a moment. If your passion, that is your excitement, has to come from the outside, your body is always going to be doing its very best to try to alleviate that situation. The external excitement will bring you up, and your body will be doing its very best to bring you back down. Talk about working against yourself. So it's much better to have your passion coming from the inside, where you can control it, where your body and your mind adjust to it, and you're always close to homeostasis, that is, to that balance. Now, before I get you confused here, there's nothing wrong with excitement. We all experience exciting events in our lives, and that's always a great place to be. So by all means, get excited. Experience exciting moments, even create exciting moments. That's wonderful. The key is not to have to depend on those to be passionate. Think for just a moment what your life would be like if you were always passionate on the inside, felt passion that could wrap around even the smallest events, and in the meantime, you can still be excited about external events and the excitement that a special event can bring. This is where you get the best of both worlds. So if I've talked about external events as fire in the belly, then the obvious question is, what is internal passion? That one I refer to as the slow and constant simmer. It's always there. The heat's not turned up so high, so you never burn out. Anything that doesn't turn the heat up all the time has the benefit of sustained longevity. That is, it stays with you for a long period of time. The reason for that is simple. Once again, it's slow and constant. The body likes that. The mind likes that. The emotions can deal with it. The spirit connects to it much more efficiently. So by now you're asking the question, how does one become internally passionate? We're talking about being passionate about your life here. Those of you who have read the Fix Yourself Handbook know that everything we're doing is about internal growth, and we want to grow on all levels. So the obvious answer to the question is, to become internally passionate, be passionate about your growth. Be passionate about all the processes you are using to make your life become that much more enjoyable place to be. What you're really wrapping around that external world are, in fact, those processes. Honesty, intellect over emotion, truth, gratitude, humility, creativity, boundary setting and gatekeeping, wisdom, and finally, love. Have a passion for all of these processes. Use them every day. Again, if you've read the book, you know I continually say, take what's inside you, make it grow, and then wrap it around the rest of your world. Passion is just one more example of doing that. Human growth is a marvelous experience, and the more we grow, the more we become passionate about that growth. The more passionate we become, the more willing we are to extend that passion outward. This is why internal passion doesn't need magnificent events. A person who has internal passion loves the excitement just like anyone else does. We just don't need it. We are passionate about our growth, and that passion quickly moves outward and wraps itself around everything we see, feel, and touch. External passion, since it's rarely ever associated with internal growth, does not have those properties. Therefore, it has to constantly reinvent itself. So the internally passionate person gets up every day, committed to a process of internal growth, is passionate about that growth, loves to feel what that growth creates, and learns how to wrap it around the rest of their world. So when I said internal passion gets the best of both worlds, it's felt on the inside, as defined by its commitment and passion for internal growth, and then extends outward, wraps itself around everything there, and is felt one more time. So internal passion allows for the experience of passion both on the inside and on the outside, with the key that it's long-lasting and never shuts off. Once again, external passion will make one feel excited, may even approach that feeling of good, solid passion, but it's short-lived. Even though it does get inside us, it's short-lived and it will never become something that's permanent. So let's talk a little bit more about how to become more internally passionate. First, focus on your processes. Work with them every day. Love the fact that you're doing so and become passionate about the growth that those processes can create for you. Next, do be excited about externally passionate situations, but enjoy them as just one more part of your journey. And remember, the journey is always more important than those magnificent destinations. A very important point is to be passionate about everything you do. That is, your whole life and everything in it. Apply some conscious thought here. Make a decision to be grateful for everything that comes into your life, and then begin to apply passion, even to the very little things. This keeps your passionate journey going. Now remember, we're talking about growth here, and I've said it over and over. Never make your growth a chore. Make it fun. By all means, share with other people. Sing, dance, be silly, do whatever you want to do, but make your life journey that much more enjoyable by infusing every bit of it with passion that comes from the inside. Be passionate about your new life, your goals, and everything you're doing as you are growing. While you're growing, use the gift of humor. Laugh while you're recreating yourself, because that's what you're going to take to the outside world. Remember, growth should be fun, and fun always fuels internal passion. Once again, remember, this is your life journey. Be passionate about that journey. Keep in mind that life goes on. It's happening all around you every day. Be an active part of it and infuse the whole journey with passion. This is where you make a choice. Do you want to be someone who waits for something exciting to enter your life so that you can feel better and maybe feel what appears to be passion? Or would you rather be more in control of your life? Focusing on those processes that I've been teaching you about, working with those processes every day, having fun recreating your life and feeling the wondrous growth that can result from the process way of life is exactly what creates that internal passion. Remember this, in anything we do, the longer we commit to it, the more results we get from it and the more growth we feel from it puts us in a position to be passionate about that. And that passion creates an environment where growth is felt as exuberance and it never stops. That's the way you want to live life. Live like a person who is passionate all the time, can appreciate the externally exciting times, but never ever has to depend on them to feel good. So let's go back to that definition of passion, that internal passion, one more time. It's going to make just a little more sense this time around. Internal passion is a constant internal state that never turns off, permeates every level of our existence, and applies itself to everything we think, feel, and do. Work with your processes every day. Have fun doing it. Never stop, and you will get to the point that you're passionate about your growth. And when you get there, life takes on an entirely new meaning. So as the driving home paragraph from the book says, if you're looking to increase your level of growth in your life, be passionate about it, and continue focusing on the processes that will get you there. You are the author of this wonderful forward life progression. Be passionate about who you are and who you are becoming. If you do, you just may understand what High on Life is all about. There's nothing like getting up every day and knowing that even the smallest things that come into our lives are going to be experienced with exuberance and passion. There's nothing like possessing the ability to create passion from the inside that you know you can wrap around anything in your world and that item becomes that much better. When you get to the point that you get passionate about your life, you'll understand the concept of when processes begin to give back. The growth initiated the passion and now the passion is fueling the growth. And when that happens, it will wrap itself around everything in your world. and you'll see your journey becoming a wonderful new life, one live with one passionate event after another. It's an absolutely marvelous way to live. So work with the processes. Grow and be passionate about your growth. Then take that passion and make the rest of your world come alive. So until next time, everyone, here's to the power inside you. It's been a pleasure and a privilege to spend time with all of you. Have a wonderful week. God bless. Only you are the master of your own destiny. Be that master. Only you can change the world inside you. Be that change. Only you have the power to become the person you want to be. Be that person. You are limitless. Believe in yourself.